The 225th anniversary of New York joining the country as the 11th state comes amid the 300th anniversary of Dutchess County. Will Tatum is Dutchess County historian.
So we were looking at commemorating not just the 300th anniversary of Dutchess being allowed to elect its own government, but really 300 years of Dutchess County government history. And one of the huge shining marks in those 300 years was in the summer of 1788, when the New York State Legislature chose Poughkeepsie to host the state's ratification convention of the United States Constitution.
Poughkeepsie events marking the anniversary include an evening speech by a Rutgers University professor at the Kunene Hackett Arts Center, plus, says Tatum.
And then to have some earlier programming around the Dutchess County Courthouse, which hosted the debates back in 1788, and also at the United States Post Office down the road, which has those lovely murals from 1938, again, another big anniversary of the debates and the ratification, which were put together under the auspices of FDR. So it's an occasion that helps to really pull all sorts of Dutchess County history together and also showcases the moment when Dutchess County in general and Poughkeepsie in particular were really at the center of the world stage, because the New York Ratification Convention was the make or break point for the Constitution.
Tatum continues the history lesson.
A few days into the convention, New Hampshire became the 9th state to ratify the Constitution. So the Constitution would have gone into effect in every state that ratified it regardless. But without New York's economic resources, its population, its geographical location, New York City Harbor, which is the finest natural harbor in the Northern Hemisphere, the country really would have been hamstrung from the beginning. So having New York ratify the Constitution, especially since it was to go into effect automatically now in every state that ratified it, was absolutely essential.
Also essential was Alexander Hamilton, who, as Rand Cholet points out, played a central role in the ratifying convention. Cholet is president and founder of the Alexander Hamilton Awareness Society. Cholet is playing a role in organizing events in the Hudson Valley surrounding Hamilton's presence in the region.
He actually was the father of the Federalist Essays, which everybody calls the Federalist Papers now. And he wrote it, the Federalist Number 1, on a sloop from Albany and landed right there at Denning's Point in Beacon.
Cholet says Hamilton's fifth great-grandson will attend many of the events in Poughkeepsie, Beacon, Fishkill, Garrison, New Windsor, West Point, and Newburgh. And lest one think Cholet discards the historical view of anyone except Hamilton.
People think because we're from the Alexander Hamilton Awareness Society that we have issues with other people like Jefferson or Madison or Burr or Clinton. But we don't. We really respect their intelligence, their honor, but just different viewpoint of a vision for the future.
Friday's events kick off in Kingston with a birthday celebration of the father of the ratifying convention, Governor George Clinton.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't a good present for Governor Clinton.
The Friday events in Poughkeepsie, New York's second capital, are part of the Hamilton on the Hudson program. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.